Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you had an absolutely delightful, elongated Memorial Day weekend. I know I did. Yesterday, first hour, we had on our buddy Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job as always. We are live and wish you all a happy Memorial Day. We shouted out yesterday at the start of the broadcast. Political Leadership School in Utah coming up July 31st. Get registered today at the early bird price. The cost is just $40. That includes lunch. It'll be July 31st. We'll talk about this more in detail with Lowell Nelson as it comes up. We also talked about Fauci lied to us. Fire Fauci and end the mandates. We talked about a couple of petitions to that effect. Amen to that. We ought to also file a petition to push to prosecute these people for lying to us and being dishonest and changing literally the very affairs and makeup of the economic reality for most Americans. Greetings from, quote, New Normal Germany. C.J. Hopkins writes the piece talking about, hey, you know what? It's scary. Germany's spiraling into the same reality check of tyranny that they spiraled into during World War II. And sadly, we the people in America are starting to experience very similar tyrannical muscle flexing, is that what you call it, by bureaucrats and swamp monsters. We also talked about the CIA promoting disinformation campaigns. Yeah, disinformation operations come home to the U.S., writes Peter Van Buren. Great article there as well. We also talked about, quote, Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA from 2009 to 2011. Explained bluntly that its CIA did influence media and foreign media outlets ahead of elections in an effort to change attitudes within the country. The CIA and the media together peddling propaganda. Believe it or not, the CIA has been running such disinformation campaigns and ops to influence elections. They've been doing it since World War II. Richard Dissel, I think is how you say his name, who ran the agency during the Cold War, wrote in detail about such exercises, controlling the newspapers, radio, etc., for what? Engineering the outcome of an election. Yeah, through Operation Mockingbird, the CIA ran over 400 American journalists as direct assets. I'm telling you right now, this is just criminal, folks. Millions of face masks officially declared dangerous, writes John Rappaport. Do not wear a mask. Do not get the COVID-19 experimental gene therapy shot. That injection is a bioweapon. That was hour one with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Hour two, we had on the good doctor, Dr. Scott Bradley, to preserve the nation, his collegiate series and lifelong goal, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about a Memorial Day message from Tim Wildman of the American Family Association, the commitment, the courage, and the sacrifice of those who gave their lives to secure freedom for their fellow citizens should never be taken for granted. For too many, and he says then, the upcoming Memorial Day, which was yesterday, weekend will signify little more than the beginning of summer, a day off work, a little bit of a cookout, etc., But we need to make sure, according to the American Family Association Action Network, AFA.net, we better make sure that it means more to us than that. Sadly, honoring fallen heroes is not commonplace any longer. Unless future generations are taught that their freedom was purchased at a great price, the true meaning of Memorial Day itself may be become nothing more than a memory. May God continue to bless America on behalf of those who gave their lives for her. Amen to that. Great message from Tim Wildman, AFA. Dr. Scott Bradley historically puts things into relevance for us. And we really wrap up that hour by talking about, please take time with family and friends and loved ones this Memorial Day extended weekend to reflect on the cost of freedom and our responsibility to defend and promote it. Amen to that. We also talked about the article, or the, it was a talk back in the day by Spencer W. Kimball called The False Gods We Worship, to put things in perspective. Sadly, we have become a warlike people, ladies and gentlemen. Please reject all unjust war. Pray for peace around the world. Do your part. Work hard and pray that we may prosper. I don't mean just prospering in money. I mean prospering in spirituality as well. Anyway, hope you had a delightful Memorial Day. Without further ado, news that Networks Refuse to Use Today starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, sir. Kurt's website, localhoneyman.com. If you want raw honey delivered directly to your door, the answer is localhoneyman.com. Now, Kurt, you sent me an article that we talked about a little bit before, me and Richard Mack on a Saturday, but I want to highlight this article more because you have a lot more details than we had at the time. California Church wins again, and Newsom ordered to cough up $1.3 million for shutting down worship. The article written by Randy DeSoto, Patriot Project over there doing a great job highlighting this. This is a big, big, big story because for over a year, California Governor Gavin Newsom and some of the other governors of the nation have really locked down churches way harder than any other venue. Bars, strip clubs, no problem. Churches shut them right on down. And if they try to do anything, even socially distance, meet, etc., just give them the hostile treatment. That's now changing. Interestingly enough, the leader of this church in Pasadena, California, is named, I think it's Mr. Han, is his name. And he's an immigrant to the United States. He's started churches all over the world. The guy's a real faith-based leader. And sadly, in America, he's suffering some of the greatest persecution of his whole pastoral ministry. Kurt?
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and you've got the numbers right. You got the things right. $1.35 million to be awarded. They say the governor can't place lockdown rules on houses of worship as part of the settlement. That's part of the whole deal. This guy, Reverend Chi-An, A-H-N, kind of interesting last name that I've never seen, but anyways, founder of this Harvest Rock Church of Pasadena, and he said he was thrilled to see the complete reversal of the last discriminatory restrictions. They say it's the latest blow. I'm just reading from the Mail Online's piece of the story there, which is basically a news piece across the ocean. So many times you got to go somewhere far away to get the facts. But it says latest blow for Newsom, who faces recall vote in the fall amid resentment at his brutal lockdown rules. But anyway, they say they can no longer place lockdown rules on houses of worship. That's part of this settlement. It's according to the local paper that's called Pasadena Now. It's the latest blow, they say, in this whole thing, even including the governor's visit to a luxury restaurant at the height of the crisis. Anyway, the reverend there, founder of this church, was thrilled about all this stuff. I mean, it shows some of the pictures and cool stuff. You know, he wanted, Newsom had ordered all churches to close in March last year during the first lockdown. And like you said, so many of the other things, including marijuana places or whatever, all those could be fine to be open, but just not, you know, churches. I mean, it's pretty amazing, isn't it, Sam?
Well, it just goes to show, and we've mentioned this on the broadcast forever, Kurt. I know it seems dire in America, and I know it seems like we're losing at every turn. But when good people stand up, Kurt, good things happen. And this immigrant, this leader, Mr. On, this pastor, is standing up, and he knows what it's like in other countries for religious hostility and abuse and everything else. And so, you know, this guy stands up because he's like, I came to America because I believe in the religious freedom that America talks about. And I can't let this happen in my new country. See, this, in my opinion, this guy's a hero. This guy should be talked about from sea to shining sea, sir. Not only is he involved in his, what is it called? Something Rock Ministries or whatever?
Yeah, it's called Harvest Rock Church. And
yeah, so Harvest Rock Church, Kurt, is it, in addition, it's a worldwide organization. He started, I think, what's called Harvest Rock Ministries, which is a worldwide carrying out of his church ministry. Let's come back and talk about this guy, because in my opinion, we just need a million of these guys, you know, guys like Mr. On, who understand liberty, who understand God. Anyway, it's really, hang tight. We want to talk about this on your radio. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Rapid City, South Dakota. Gateway to the historic monument at Mount Rushmore. Blue skies, open country, a friendly and healthy population, and Red Pill Expo 2021, June 5th and 6th at the Monument Convention Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. Can't make it to Rapid City? Not a problem. The expo will be live streamed and archived should you miss any of it. Red Pill Expo is the major public event of Red Pill University. The mission of the expo and the university is to bring together world-class experts to set the record straight on fake narratives, fake history, and fake news. At each and every Red Pill Expo, truth seekers unite to get a better understanding of how the world really works, a world where collectivism reigns. It's time for individualism and an open mind. Mark your calendars and make your plans now to attend Red Pill Expo 2021. Get more details and register today at redpillexpo.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio talking about this pastor in California, Mr. Hahn. Anyway, it's like Harvest Ministries Church, Rock Church or whatever, in Pasadena, California. He wins. Governor Gavin Newsom has to give him $1.35 million for abusing his right to freedom of worship. Amen to that. Freedom of assembly as well, in my opinion. But Mr. On doing a great job. He's been around the world, Kurt, making a difference as well. This guy started, what they founded, or whatever you want to call it, planted is the term they use in the Christian ministries, a lot of churches. This guy's, in my opinion, a hero, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, one of our buddies is smack dab in the middle of this, which doesn't surprise me a lot. But our buddy Matt Staver from the, he's founder of Liberty Council. They call it, in the Washington Examiner piece, they call it a nonprofit law firm that, by the way, representative this plaintiff, Harvest Rock Church. And Matt had this to say. He said he's the worst governor in America, talking about Newsom. It's nice to have to be the best at something, I guess.
Yeah, and it's hard for me to agree if this guy's the worst or if that other whacked out governor from Michigan, what's her name?
Yeah, you got Whitmer and Cuomo.
Yeah, I don't know if Whitmer, Cuomo, or this guy, it's a race to the bottom, Kurt.
That's right. Matt Staver goes on to say the church stayed open during the lockdown, and the pastor and parishioners were threatened with daily criminal charges that were up to a year in prison. I mean, imagine that. This guy was gutsy enough to just stay open, and, you know, they were threatened for, you know, to go to prison for going to church, you know. And they say, according to the Washington Examiner piece, this is the nation's first statewide permanent injunction against COVID-19 restrictions on churches and places of worship. Newsom is facing, well, we talked about him facing his recall, but he's got a kind of an ace up his sleeve there because he's going to hand out a bunch of government cash to voters just before that, right? Hoping to buy his votes. By the way, this lockdown in California started March 19th, over a year ago, and it allowed only, they say, essential businesses to remain open, you know, like your strip joints, etc. Churches were not included on this list, you know, they just weren't, essential. Newsom allowed, by the way, on May 26th, that would have been, more than 2 months later, churches to open at 25% capacity, but with less than 100 people. This was pulled back, they say, during the summer with an additional lockdown that lasted until April 8, 2021, you know, a little over a month ago. For most Californians, the state had enacted a color-coded tier system, kind of like, you get the burn deal from the Forest Service that tells you how, you know, dangerous is to go into the forest. Same way with churches, I guess. This color-coded tier system that allowed limited societal openings that were almost impossible to meet. Washington Examiner piece says, along the way, Newsom also imposed restrictions on singing, outdoor churches, and Bible studies. Yeah, they say the restrictions were only lifted when a series of reprimands came down from the Supreme Court. But Harvest Rock saw itself as an essential business and has stayed fully open since May 31, 2020. The ministry also has Southern California satellite churches in downtown Los Angeles. I didn't know satellites could go to church, but anyway. Santa Ana and Corona. Governor Newsom's COVID restrictions.
Everybody and everything should go to church, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. Matt Staver says Governor Newsom's COVID restrictions intentionally discriminated against churches while providing preferential treatment to many secular businesses and gatherings. Matt Staver went on to say, what's important is this ruling is permanent. He cannot ever do this again. I will simply say this to Matt, that I wish that were the case, but as far as I can tell, freedom and liberty, you got to keep fighting for it every day, and Matt Staver, I'm sure, knows that better than anybody. But anyway, good news out of California,
Amen.
Which is kind of unusual, Sam. You know
what he's kind of referring to, Kurt, is according to the law and according to case precedent, you can never do it again. And what Matt's hoping is that we, the people, uphold the law and uphold proper case precedent in this case. And so I hope Matt's right, but I agree with you that, hey, you know, liberty is fleeting to those who don't speak out and stand up for it, right?
Exactly, Sam. Good.
That's
word.
Something we have to really keep kind of in mind and focused on. Did you hear about the Atheist Society official, Kurt?
Yeah, somebody got religion and decided to leave the atheists, right?
Isn't that correct, sir.
Basically the story, yeah.
I guess the name is Seth Mahiga. I think that's how you say his name.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Seth is with the Atheist Society, and I guess he resigned after he found Jesus, Kurt.
Oh, doggone it.
I kind of like
that. Sure messes up the program, doesn't it, you know, Sam?
Well, not really.
Bob Unruh says, this is one heck of a PR announcement.
Amen to that. But look, folks.
Yeah.
You know, here's what's interesting to me. You hear about it from Bob Unruh and others. You don't hear much about it for the mainstream press, Kurt. But if somebody were to leave Christianity, like a big, let's say Mr. On left Christianity, I'm not suggesting that's going to happen. I'm just trying to give another example that would be equally weighted, if you will. And Mr. Han's like, we're going to bag, you know, Jesus. I'm an atheist now. I'm telling you right now, it would be top billing news.
There'd be big coverage. Yeah, good point. I guess this guy's part of the Atheists in Kenya. I didn't even know there was one of those. But anyway, it's an organization, and they say,
Kurt,
according
to World
and Daily.
There's atheists everywhere, my friend.
Very good.
And it's a sad tale to tell, but every one of them, I would just say, hey, consider yourself like this Seth guy, and you know what, have an open mind and heart, and I believe that you can learn about Jesus Christ also, Kurt.
Amen.
I'd say that to all of them, you know.
Yeah, they say this group is getting a new secretary after the former officer resigned because, like you said, quote, he has found Jesus Christ and is no longer interested in promoting atheism in Kenya. That is cool news, huh, Sam? And what I want to know, Sam, is do you think that's going to be on, like, Dan Bongino or Buck Sexton or Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck? I mean, do you think maybe Glenn will hit that? But, you know, so many times they just don't have time for a story like this, do they? They just can't seem to fit it in there, you know?
No, and the New York Times or anybody else isn't going to cover it. And that's kind of my point, is it would be mainstream if it was the other direction. I mean, if James...
Exactly.
Oh, what's his name? Colorado. James...
Dobson.
Yeah, sorry, Dobson. If he all of a sudden went to, like, the, you know, non-believer side or something like that, you know, instantly it would be, like, huge news everywhere, right?
You're exactly right.
And I think it's just a sad tale. But I'm not really... you know, happy that their organization is struggling or whatever. No. I mean, I'm not here to down them or whatever. I know people can worship and believe as they think best, and I'm a supporter of that. But when people find Jesus and find the plan of salvation and find the principles of repentance and faith and hope, and it just brings me happiness, Kurt. That's all. I guess because they're following the plan of happiness. That's why. But it brings me peace too, Kurt.
Yeah, amen to that. Good stuff.
In other words, I'm not wishing demise, even though I don't agree with the organization. But I am wishing for success for everyone, individuals, families, everybody. Mm-hmm. All right, I got another fantastic news for you. Headline says, in major shift, China will now let couples have 3 kids. The government is trying to counter an aging population problem. So, Kurt, you know back in 1980 or whatever, they kicked in the one-child policy. They started murdering all the kids beyond that. And to me, it was a horrific genocide in China. Primarily, the girls were targeted, murdered all the girls. I mean, it just makes you sick to even talk about. Nevertheless, then they kind of came to their senses a little bit in 2016 and said, hey, we're going to let you have 2 kids now. And now they're realizing that, man, the population is shrinking so quickly and everybody's, you know, growing up and there's like no girls for the boys to marry and stuff like that, Kurt, to where now they don't know what to do, but they're saying you can have 3 children now in an effort to reverse the communist trend, Kurt.
Imagine that. You know, you mess around with a deal like that and it causes problems. Wow.
I want to come back and talk about the solution. I'm not really saying good on China. I agree it's a little better than it was, but it's really hard for me to praise the communists. But I get it. We'll talk about it in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Peru officials revised the country's COVID-19 death toll Monday from just over 69,000 to over 180,000 after a review. Almost tripling of the official number means Peru has the worst pandemic death rate per capita, according to Johns Hopkins University data. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott vowed Monday to stop funding for the state legislature in response to House Democrats walking out to block Republicans' voting integrity bill. Abbott had voted to sign the bill into law, but Democrats prevented it from passing with Sunday night's walkout before a midnight voting deadline. A Los Angeles Police Department airplane made an emergency landing on a busy California highway Monday without crashing or causing any injuries. A CHP dispatcher said the plane touched down shortly before 7 p.m. Pacific on US 101, about 35 miles north of Los Angeles, California. This is USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
President Biden's crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be called out by those that had the border secure less than a year ago. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former President Donald Trump is accusing President Biden of destroying the United States with his administration's failed border policies. Chad Wolf, who served as acting Secretary of Homeland Security under former President Trump, agrees with his former boss.
The administration are trying to take a victory lap at the moment, talking about how they're moving migrants, mainly minors, from one government facility to another government facility and saying we've solved the problem and the crisis. And that's anything they have done anything but that. Solving the crisis is actually trying to stop the illegal behavior.
In his first weeks in office, President Biden issued 16 executive actions that have led to the humanitarian crisis at the border. Star of The Love Boat, McHale's Navy, and The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Gavin McLeod, died early Saturday at the age of 90 in Palm Desert, California. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby on your radio. Yeah, major shift, China will allow 3 kids. Government's trying to counter an aging population problem. I don't think they're really doing it for the reasons that you and I would do it, Kurt, which is we believe in God Almighty, and he has given us, his children, procreative power to partner with God to bring his children to the earth, and so... You know, I don't believe they believe that, so that's why they want to have more kids. They just see a man-made crisis on their hands that they're now trying to compensate for. So I'm glad that we're going to murder less babies. That's great. But I'm also concerned that, you know, the communist view, if you read the Communist Manifesto, Kurt, is that we just raise babies to the government. It's not a matter of a husband and wife relationship. It's merely a sexual intercourse to create babies for government. If you study and read the communist viewpoints, that's kind of what it's about. So I'm not exactly delighted about the whole viewpoint they have, but I am grateful that less children will be dying. And, you know, hopefully those folks can advocate for more and more freedom in their land also, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And I'm looking at the CNBC.com piece about it. They say it was just announced that each couple would be permitted to have up to 3 children. And I mean, imagine the guy going around having to be the law keeper there or whatever. They say this is a major policy shift from the existing limit of 2 children. After this recent data showed a dramatic decline in births in the world's most populous country. And they say the change was approved during a Politburo meeting chaired by President Xi Jinping. The official news agency Xinhua reported. So that's sort of like their the AP over here, you know. In 2016, China scrapped its decades-old one-child policy. So they used to have the one child. That was in 2016. They scrapped that baby. And they whipped it to a two-child thing. And they say it failed to result in a sustained surge in births, as the high cost of raising children in Chinese cities deterred many couples from starting families. And anyway, they say this once-in-a-decade census that they do showed that the population grew at its slowest rate during the last decade since the 1950s, quite a while, 60-something years ago, with data showing a fertility rate of 1.3 children per woman for 2020 alone. They say on par with aging societies like Japan and Italy. So there you go. It's one way to free up some land, though, huh, Sam?
Yeah. Now, in China, they say a lot of the couples are kind of believing that they can't really raise a child. It's just too expensive. And the communists are promising to address that as well, Kurt. You know, again, when you back into this out-of-control taxation plan or these, I don't know what you call it, fees or regulatory whatever, you know, they've got to get government out of the way. We've got to tie our money to honest value, gold and silver. We've got to do the same thing's happening in America, Kurt. You know, it's not to the point where you can't raise a child, really, but it's expensive. But it is to the point where, for example, where I live right now, home prices have just skyrocketed. And at first glance, all the people that own homes are like, this is awesome. My house is worth a ton of money. But my response is, if you don't sell it, what does it matter if it's worth a lot of money or not, first of all? Secondly, though, if it's worth a lot of money, it might be great for you if you own a home, but what about your children that can't buy homes? And so now my children, Kurt, are all leaving because they can't afford to live near me. So they're all trying to go other places that are less expensive. And so we're seeing the kind of same thing here in America, too, where taxation and regulation and federal government control of land and everything else has become a I don't know what you call it, all factors lead to a crisis. You've got really literally a housing crisis going on in many ways where homes are just so expensive. Even if you can get one, it takes a significant amount of your income, and it's not very likely that you'll be able to get out of debt any time soon, Kurt. Any
well, that's a great point, Sam. Well, you're exactly right. And, some people welcome this, well, especially if you're a real estate agent, you know, selling, making, you know, bucks on all the homes that are for sale. But, you know, like, for example, in our case, we've been looking to try to find a larger, you could say, venue, if you will, you know, as our family is pretty large, especially when we get together. I always feel like we need one of those houses where it's sort of like those motor homes where, you know, you can push the button and the walls go out like that, you know. I mean, that's really what we need when everybody comes to visit. But you know, as far as I know, they don't have houses like that. And so
what you really need, you need a huge campsite that you develop and build that you can all go to. And people can have tents or trailers or whatever they need scattered around as far as the eye can see.
Well, that's one solution. The other one I've been working on that I, you know, I thought, hey, man, I found almost the ideal operation, you know. The house would be a little bit, a little bit more money than the current one we live in. But it has three kitchens. And so I thought, hey, man, this is ideal. Then we could have, you know, two apartments in it and then our, you know, living space with hopefully a nice big room to fit, you know, at least the current size, about 50 people of us all together in there. But so far, the sad thing is, Sam, the guy that wants or wanted to sell it was planning to rebuild, you know, something else himself. And then he's looking at it going, well, yeah, but I can't really afford to do that because I can't get materials and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that pretty much puts that kind of thing on the hold, if you will.
You want to know why, don't you, Kurt?
Well, it's because of the booming economy, Sam.
It's because of the cocoa, because of the COVID, yeah. My friend. You see, lumber is quintupled in price because of the COVID.
Yeah, but you can tell them really the main reason for that is what?
Oh, Sam? That's right. Well, the fact that we have fake money and inflation is getting out of control, that's what's going on.
Good point. And, you know, and then the other, you know, at least a big part of the package or picture is that the government in their beloved, largesse decided to hand out free money to people so that they basically make more money not working. So then, you know, the guys who would have been creating those products that this guy might need to, you know, like build a house. Well, hey, they're staying home just collecting their government check, trying to buy stuff. And so then any items that are still available, the price of those keep going up and up and up. That's called inflation, by the way. And, you know, those items that are getting harder and harder to get, you know, to be found simply because there's no workers making them. Hey, you kind of have a problem when you do that.
But right? The good part is if you do the camping like I'm telling you about, you can get a tent and people can do that, you know. You can still do that in the economy. See, I think they're trying to drive us all into homelessness personally.
Well, and, you know, it's kind of the end thing, isn't it, Sam? I mean, homelessness.
To be homeless?
I mean, at least, yeah, I mean, or to live
Heck
in
yeah,
your
if you
car
haven't declared bankruptcy
whatever,
once,
I mean,
if you haven't been homeless once or twice, you haven't lived yet, buddy.
There you go.
But it's a
sad like
tale.
That old
it's
movie, one of your old time favorites. What's it called?
The Ultimate Gift.
The guy. Yeah, that's right. The guy
Rich
says,
"Dude,
hey,
loses
man,
everything and homeless, fighting with a homeless guy over. Hey, my bench."
That's right. It's like if you haven't started at the bottom, you know, started all over, you just never had. Lived or something like that is what he's trying to do.
It does let you know what is important, though, and I agree with Kurt for sure that, you know, whatever your solution is, gathering your loved ones around you is vitally important no matter how you do it. Even if you have three kids in China, be grateful for all three of them. You know what I'm saying?
Good
now, this guy's transportation secretary. What do they call this guy? Booty judge. I don't know what the deal. But this guy said on Sunday, Kurt, that continued mask requirements for public transportation was more a respect discussion than a science discussion. Now, let me stop you there for a minute. Haven't we been told that it's a science deal for over a year, and how dare you challenge the science, Kurt? And now we find out it's not a science deal at all. To him, it's a respect deal.
What a surprise, Sam. I mean, we never thought that they would change. I mean, because the government always tells you the facts. I mean, the facts
now,
are facts, of course.
I got a question for Buttigieg, or whatever his name is. Buttigieg, or whatever he is. All right?
Yeah.
This guy, if you want to respect, rather than respect your opinions on masks, maybe you ought to respect agency, Kurt.
Ooh, imagine that, Sam. Hmm.
Okay, because I understand if he wants to wear masks, I mean, he can wear 50 of them for all I care. Okay, but I don't want to wear one, and I think he needs to respect me and my choice and my belief. If it's not based on science, then I say the science is with me as much as it's against me, if you will. And if we're going to have respect, why don't we talk about mutual respect? Why don't we agree to disagree and just have civility? But you guys have been pushing your lack of science agenda for over a year now. And we're done. Okay, we're not going to take it anymore. I'm Sam. He's Kurt. You're you. Quick pause. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, talking about this Pete Buttigieg guy, whacked out transportation secretary, said that continuing mask requirements are really about respect, not so much about science. Well, you lied to us for over a year, y'all, about it being science, and every time we said it wasn't science, you lied further and attacked us personally, saying we're peddling propaganda, we're into fake news. We're spewing disinformation. You better shut us down, da-da-da-da-da. And now you tell me that it's about respect, not about the science? Wow. It's about respect rather than science, he now says. I would say, why don't you respect my agency, my ability to assess things for myself, my ability to choose as I think best? I think that would be the ultimate in respect, wouldn't it, Kurt? To agree to disagree agreeably, to be kind and understand and say, hey, if you want to wear 25 masks, by all means, Pete, go ahead. For me, I'm not going to wear a mask. And if you've been vaccinated, buddy, then you're all safe. And if you have 25 masks, you know what? My toxins won't affect you at all, buddy. And if you really don't like it, you don't have to participate in society with any of us great unwashed, unmasked, unvaccinated ne'er-do-wells, do you? So, Kurt, to me, ultimate respect would be respecting one's agency and telling the truth about the narrative. The truth is it's not scientific. It has not been from the start. There's mixed studies on this till the cows come home. And even if you accept that masks are effective, it all has to do with the protocols of how you wear them. So if you have a medical setting where people understand all the protocols and they understand and they're very meticulous about the details, then they may work. But when you have people whipping their masks down to laugh or, you know, taking their mask off and putting it back on and walk into a store, take off the mask or put on the mask, leave, throw it in your console of your car, grab the same mask tomorrow, put it on, walk through really quick or whatever. There's no science behind that, Kurt. In fact, it's probably more dangerous and more infectious than not wearing them at all. And anybody with any grain of salt in their message will tell you that what I'm saying is correct. Americans wearing loose-fitting masks and making their own masks and doing all these things, it's been a big political theater from the very get-go. And so, Pete, let's talk about respect a little bit. Have respect for agency. And most importantly, have respect for the truth. The narrative that tells the truth. Anyway, I find this quite interesting, Kurt, that well over a year after now, Pete literally comes out blatantly and says, it's about respect, not about the science. Amazing, Kurt.
Well, and Sam, speaking of science, the headline from WorldNet Daily's got a headline that says, COVID deaths plunge after major world city introduces ivermectin. Subheadline, authorities
I've been talking about ivermectin. Jim, my buddy Tim Starks is the one that first talked to me about ivermectin. Then I read the Pierre Corey, I watched his testifying before Congress and everything else. Kurt, this is super clear. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you're exactly right. It's been around for a long time, but finally it's, you know, maybe seeing the light of day. And this is, they say the sub-headline from Art Moore there at WorldNet Daily says, authorities create home treatment kit for 22 million strong population. You might ask, where is this? Well, it's Mexico City. Yeah, they've got a citywide initiative there to prescribe ivermectin to COVID-19 patients. And they say it resulted in a plunge in hospitalizations and deaths. That's according to two studies. Hospitalizations were down by as much as 76%, according to research by the Mexican Digital Agency for Public Innovation. That's Mexico's Ministry of Health and Mexican Social Security Institute. Said. That's according to Trial Site News report that's highlighted by Life Site News. You know, Sam, what you want to ask yourself a simple question is, what about all these places in America where they said you couldn't use that kind of thing, like New York or whatever? And, you know, how many people could have been saved? They say in the piece earlier this month, as WorldNet Daily reported, a significant decrease in cases in India coincided with the National Health Ministry's promotion of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine treatments. In Mexico City, after they had a spike in cases, the city's Ministry of Health created a home treatment kit for residents. Population of the city is 22 million. Yep. So anyway, I don't think you're going to see too much coverage of this by the Associated Press, etc. And yet, Sam, the facts are there if people are willing to see them. I guess there's one restaurant, Sam, where you, you know, if you think you want to just walk in there with a mask, you can order with a mask, but they charge you extra. The headline from Jack Davis of the Western Journal says, cafe charges customers $5 if they wear a mask to order. It's a California cafe, maybe right next door to that church, you know, Sam. I don't know where it is. But anyway, they say this place is called Fiddleheads. And the owner there, Chris Castleman, said, according to NBC, it's about time that the proponents of these ineffective government measures start paying for the collateral damage they have collectively caused. The government shut everything down, he said. Everyone wearing a mask is complicit. The sign in the window of his business in the Los Angeles County city of Covina makes it clear to all who enter that Castleman is playing by his own rules. Quote, $5 fee added to orders placed while wearing a face mask, end quote. That's a sign that reads there, a touch of defiance, given that California still requires even vaccinated people to wear a mask indoors in public. According to Fox News, that's an additional $5 fee will be added if you are caught bragging about your vaccine. Proceeds will be donated to local charities assisting domestic abuse victims. Anyway, they say the sign has cost him some business. And I would simply say, I don't know about that. Because it says, they say some people are really upset by it. You can see outside they were about to come in and they see the sign and they turn away. Money, but I will say this, I don't see this in the story. You know, it's kind of like me, Sam, when I'm out selling honey. I got those big flags waving that say, stop the steal, and, you know, a bunch of American flags and stuff like that. Now I've got some new signs that say, Trump won, Democrats cheated, you know. And so occasionally I get some people that are like, hey, man, I was going to buy something from you. In fact, I was going to tell you about that because I had one guy leave me a message about it. He said, something like, I guess I could play it for you, but he basically said, hey, man, I was really wanting to buy honey from you, but I was going by and noticed you had those stop the steal signs and stuff like that. And, you know, and the election wasn't stolen. And here's my, you know, I mean, all that.
Yeah, kind of again,
stuff.
Are we going to debate about this till the cows come home, or can we just get to the truth? Why do you people that claim there was no vote fraud, why do you then, you know, let an insurrection happen at the Capitol? and then just blame it on Donald, and then the truth comes out. It's completely different than you were told. In fact, you guys even lied in the House when you impeached Donald on a bunch of points, got caught lying. Mainstream press partnered with you in the lies. And then, of course, after the fiasco on January the 6th, we don't really vet the elections like we were supposed to. We just simply rubber stamp it. And then you guys tell me that there's nothing there? What evidence do you have there's nothing there? We've got plenty of evidence that there is, including the courts refusing to even look into it, the Congress refusing to even look into it. Who will look into this and get to the bottom of the truth? See, that's the real problem we have, Kurt, is that the swamp has such control they can just peddle their lies. Are these the same people that told you wearing masks was science for a year? And now they admit, through Pete Buttigieg, that, hey, it's not about science at all. It's just about respect. Is it going to be Fauci who lied to you and told you that there's no theater when Rand Paul questions him, and then later, 2 months later, he says, yeah, it's kind of theater. I guess you're right, because there is no science. Okay, is that kind of people? Is this the people that tell you that vaccines are vaccines when they're really not vaccines at all? Are these the people that tell you they're safe and effective when they admit they don't know how safe or effective they really are? These kind of people? Are these the kind of people that are telling you that the CDC is now investigating heart trouble tied to the vaccines? These guys? I mean, really? These guys from the National Vaccine Information Center, it literally says CDC is investigating now. Ready? National Vaccine Information Center. CDC investigating cases of heart inflammation after COVID-19 vaccination. These guys that told you they were safe and effective, well, if you get a heart condition or blood clots, you're not going to agree. Right? I mean, how does this work? And this is the stuff where the debate just goes on and on. But I would just simply say, let this guy go his way. Let him continue to peddle his propaganda if he wants, but we're going to tell the truth. Okay, National Vaccine Information Center highlighting this. Why do you got to go to the National Vaccine Information Center? Where's the rest of the media? Where's the rest of the media on this, Kurt? They should be telling you, hey, there's heart problems tied to this thing. But see, they're not willing to even tell you about that, Kurt.
Well, it would make them have egg on their face, Sam, since they are so, you know, pro-vaccine and pro... I mean, there was one story I was looking for, and I thought I saved it, but anyway, it's where, you know, like if you go to a ball game and you're vaccinated, it's going to cost you like $13, but if you're unvaccinated, they want to charge you $1,000. I'm like, woo!
Yeah, so it's a Florida concert owner. I got this story.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A Florida concert owner.
I couldn't remember.
It's a Florida concert, what they call promoter, I guess. Says he's trying to get fence sitters off the fence by charging people who haven't been vaccinated for COVID-19 more than 50 times as much as others. Tickets for the June 26th concert in St. Petersburg, Florida, headlined by punk rockers, they call it Teenage, I don't know, Block Harriet. It'll be $18, Kurt, for the vaccinated, and $999.99 for everyone else. I'm not denying entry to anybody. The promoter, in my opinion, lies. That's what he says, though. His name is Paul Williams, per the Washington Post. But he says, I'm just offering a discount for those who are doing the right thing, Kurt. And this is where you go, see, wait a minute. This is the definition of the deep state. Why do they have to force people to do these things, Kurt, if it's so good and honorable and right and backed by science and stable, and why do they have to go to these kind of extreme levels? So you prove your vaccine card, they'll drop the cost from $999 to $18 just for you, buddy.
Yeah, just imagine, Sam, if we decided to have a concert and we told people that, you know, if you wear a MAGA hat, you can get in for $10, but if you don't, you get in for $1,000. Now, just you know, you think that would get any coverage? You think anybody would be upset about that? I'm telling you, man, that would be some big AP news. You know, they'd go after you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but here's the difference, Kurt. We're not trying to force our agenda.
Good point.
Right? We're not trying to force our agenda. We're not doing that kind of stuff. They are, though. And that's the whole point that I bring up is, wait a minute. Anyway, there you have it. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt have a lot more for you. Hang tight. This is your news. The networks refuse to use radio station. our goal to promote God, family, and country. We have a very clear agenda to protect life, liberty, and property. We need your funding. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Please fund us. Every penny will be used to promote our presence in the media. Thanks for being alongside. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. But you got to get involved, choose the right, and make a difference. Will you please? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.